And the, that dream then pointed to the four important students of Marpa. So the four pillars are very important within the Kagyu lineage as well. So then it's a very auspicious connection to meet these four pillars here. So then this, you probably can't see it, but the beam is facing, oh yeah, it's on all the beams. The eternal knot there is also very important within the Tibetan tradition, and it is the symbol for the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. The appearance referring to the five objects of the senses and the fact that they arise inseparably with emptiness. So then the symbol is very important. One finds it in many places. So at this time then the Karmapa has passed into another realm, and Tupu Rinpoche also has passed into another realm, but it is not a time to become discouraged. And Rinpoche has heard that that you here have been listening and practicing and meditating on the teachings very well, and he's very pleased. So if one has great problems and they do not conquer one's enthusiasm, they do not dampen one's enthusiasm, then that is a sign that we have this Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha. And within this Buddha nature, there is the seed of great compassion and superior knowledge, and also of this enthusiasm. When one has been having this Tathagata Gava, this Buddha nature, then our enthusiasm, our courage, our mental courage in a sense, does not diminish. And this then, being aware of this then is very helpful because when faults or problems arise, one realizes that they're not truly established, that whatever is arising is inseparably appearance and emptiness, that it's dreamlike, and that the Buddha nature in its very essence has never been stained. And not only has it never been stayed, but it also has what is called a spontaneously present quality within it. And because of that, then, one doesn't get depressed or discouraged.
I'm because that's happening.
So, if one then believes or has confidence that all sentient beings are have this Buddha nature, this Tathagata Gava, then one's enthusiasm for the practice will grow. If one then not only has trust or confidence that one and all sentient beings have this Buddha nature, but if one also then comes to actually realize the Buddha nature, then one's mind will never become discouraged, will never become depressed, will never have any kind of a defeated attitude. One will always have a powerful enthusiasm in mind.
Yeah. Tachi wan sok jitin sambang gwebu depe Uitan tan nambar nje pa de Kikala na me vile vile Sung yore Kade sung yore Chuji ying me ran yin ki Nambar ta se nam kai Yin me lower sunga te Deng te la malo pa wu
So then, Rinpoche quotes from a text from a text by Maitreya, the great protector who is remaining on the 10th level of the Bodhisattva. And there is a text that is called Distinguishing Between the Middle and the Extreme, the Madhyanta Vibhanga, and the Udanta Namba Chepa in Tibetan. It's one of the five texts of Maitreya. The scholars say Maitreya through a Sangha. It was a Sangha who wrote the text down. And the fifth chapter of this text deals with the superior traits of the Mahayana practice. And Rinpoche is quoting one verse from there that deals with vipassana or superior insight practice. And it says that the Dharmadhatu by nature is naturally pure, and therefore it is like the sky. Pure and impure, these are temporary. Understanding like this is to be unmistaken about what is temporary or incidental. So then, if one asks, what is the Dharmadhatu? Which you might have asked yourself before. It's called Chu Ying in Tibetan, is what I know. So
Ying.
Which, as I said, we're translating this now, there are different translations, which sort of, they're fads, you know, that go through. So what one is using these days is this expanse of all events and phenomena. And Rupaji says, well then, what is Dharmadasa? How does one define this? And it is the spacious awareness, which is the true nature of mind, empty of all duality. So this Dharmadasa, which is spacious awareness, the true nature of the mind, free of all duality, in its essential nature, it has never been stained, it remains stainless. It has been pure from beginning of time, from before time began, from time immemorial, it is pure. So there are other names for this nature of the mind that is pure from the very beginning. In the Kala Chakra tradition, it is called Primordial Buddha. And in other traditions, it is called the Protector from Beginningless Time. And this all points to the fact that this has never been stained.
Tene tendra vichu diyen tela oma chenpo yang segere haja chenpo yang dikang yugere sokpa chenpo dikang yu ani na so di.
So then there are other synonyms for the Dharmadasa. One would be the great Madhyamaka, the great middle way, or the great Mahamudra, or the great Mahaati. Cover over this nature. They are the stains of confusion. But they are not established through having some kind of essential nature. They have no true nature. They are not truly established. So they are sort of synonyms unto them.
Lobo trupa trima tiji te karre te na ni nang ni te nang ki tiji ke ambe nam do de lobo trupa trima.
So then, what are these temporarily established things? It is a dualistic appearance, which doesn't exist ultimately, but it appears as duality, and then one clings to this being truly established in some way.
Logon trupa trima dambar madhoda sena tini dunga dam nimung yang mo madhopa dambar madhoda.
So since these temporary states are not truly established, then by extension, we can also say that suffering and the gracious, afflicting emotions and unexamined views, translate as gracious, these two then are not established through having some kind of an essence.
Then it says, same thing, they look to the end, the mobile at the mamma, but down, lower to the mamma, the damn by mother beginner. Then it pays and you can be a lot of can be.
So then, if one knows that the Dharmadati, the true nature of the mind, has no stain, and that these temporary stains are not truly established, then one will develop a great strength.
เดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวสิเดี๋ยวส Tena susan gombe kirate pegre. Te me ban pegre. Kate pegre. Sanje je namba tanje je. Yi je ba do. Te no gre. Ya ya.
So, in this Dharma Dhatu, which one can also understand as the Tathagata Garbha, the Buddha nature, there is the seed of compassion and the seed of superior knowledge, which we're translating prajna as superior knowledge. So, therefore, if one meditates on the skillful means which develop compassion, then it can develop and grow, and when it is perfected, then it is the great compassion of the Buddha. And the other seed then, the seed of superior knowledge, if one practices listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teaching, then this aspect will also develop and grow, and when it becomes limitless then, that is the omniscience of the Buddha.
Karpini togre. Sigma chembe lola tenye kalche gire. Karra sana dami tokwe kiram perna sipa sava che togre. Sipa la negmare. Kirap che dami tokwe kirap che sipa sava mkhova sava che te sipa la negmare. Ninje chembo mparva la tenye jevan thala negmare. Tene sigi ni jan thala menebe nanje je koma. Nanje je koma togre.
So then one might ask, what's the use of this compassion and this superior knowledge? How is it beneficial? What's so good about that, you know? So, if one develops one's superior knowledge, it becomes this superior knowledge that realizes the lack of an essential self, the lack of a self in a person that's independent, permanent, always existent. And then this superior knowledge then is able to cut the roots of conditioned existence or of samsara. And therefore one does not get stuck in samsara. So that's one useful thing about superior wisdom, to keep one from being caught in samsara, which is not too bad. Then, if one asks, well, so what about compassion? Well, out of compassion, one doesn't rest in peace. One rests, does not stay in the extreme of peace. So, through compassion, then one comes back into samsara. So, that is the benefit of compassion. So, through developing these two aspects completely, then one stays neither in the extreme of conditioned existence nor in the extreme of the peaceful liberation. And therefore, that is when one attains Buddhahood, one rests in neither extreme.
Then they gain the Jnana Drupala. Ninja Dankiran Nikarjimore.
So another benefit of having compassion and superior knowledge is that one is able to benefit sentient beings. With compassion, one has the desire to benefit them, so one moves towards benefiting them, and with superior knowledge, when that grows, then one has at one's disposal various skillful means in order to benefit them. So both of these then, if one has the wisdom and compassion together, then one is able to benefit limitless sentient beings.
Dengen do deking yin bote, sentient nelok deking yin bote, chuyen deking yin bote, sentient tamke la chuyen deking yin bote, chapa nishu tenpo yona, tene sentient la tanang chigare, sentient memba la, nyeba meba, nye chu me jeba, sentient tamke la tanang chigare, kandas chigare, Ranga Sentient Nelo, Zumzin Nishitong, the Sentient Nelo, Worker, Shitty in the Tama Mapa Yendo, Sentient Tamte, Sentient Nelo, Wesala, Tama Yomare, Tama Mapa, Tama Yomare, Chun the Lover of Re, Ranga Chun Lover of Malam Yendo, Malam the Condo Sava Yendo, Malam the Condo Yendo, Lover of Yiba. Purpose and lower way, but you know, same thing, Tamte, the next control last of a tune lower way. Then double lower way in back. He owned it. Same thing, the lower was such a yin and more. Was such a yin, the king in the wall at the man, my button. Tune lower way in, but keep it. The next same thing, Tamte, la, and unkick it.
So if one realizes that all sentient beings have this Buddha nature, this Tathagatagarbha, the true nature of the mind, the Dharma Dhatu. If one can develop clear conviction that this is the way things are, then out of that comes pure vision or sacred outlook. And when one has this pure vision, then one does not look down on other sentient beings. One understands that all sentient beings are pervaded that all by this Buddha nature, that they all have this true nature of the mind that is luminosity, free of any kind of stain, free of any kind of dualistic perception. So that's like on an ultimate level, and on a relative level, one understands then that whatever kind of faults appear in other people, anger or whatever, that these then are merely temporary, that they are something that will pass sooner or later. One understands this because one has understood this within one's own mind. One sees in one's own mind one has the Buddha nature, and that these faults are things that will eventually disappear. And so one understands that other thinking beings are in the same situation. And so this then is one of the great benefits of understanding that all beings are possessed of Buddha nature, and that whatever faults we see are simply passing.
Yeta was sentient and the Latanan in a carping reason, carpenter. Dorje tikpa nyam se lembal la sentient tamtir la tanang gobre tene dorje tikpa nyam ni apa yang itu
so what
da wat tanang kina tene dorje tikpa nyam ni apo hajang yapo
so what then is the benefit of this pure vision or this sacred outlook key to the Vajrayana practice where one needs to develop this pure vision in relation to all sentient beings. So if one has this, then one's practice of the Vajrayana will go well.
This enough? Huh? Sem janelo kuyeng dirti ngin bola ngihi kipate ngihi kipam dagi sin sin tham di di sem janelo te kuyeng dirti ngin bo yin bata kyon nam lo urwa yin bar ngihi kipate karchen bore yum sin ti sen yum sin mambu che songa yeda ki sen.
So for all the reasons that Rinpoche has spoken of this evening, it's extremely important then to develop this clear conviction about the Dharma Dasa, the nature of the mind, or the Buddha nature, that oneself and all sentient beings have this, and that whatever faults one sees, these are temporary or incidental. Rinpoche has spoken briefly this evening through the inspiration of the four pillars and the empty space there that represents the Dharma Dasa.
Spoke
a verse in four lines. And the last line spoke about the Dharma Dasa that has two aspects. So since he hadn't explained that, I asked him to give a little explanation of it before translating the verse that you might want to know about the two aspects of the Dharma Dasa. So there is the Dharma Dasa, which is the true nature of the mind. It is completely pure from beginning of time. And that's one aspect of the Dharma Dasa. And then there is the Dharma Dasa that one sees as a result of having practiced the path, that one has practiced the path and cleared away these temporary things. And at the end of the path then, what manifests or what appears is the Dharma Dasa. So there are these two aspects. One that's sort of this state, a steady state, it's always been like this, and the other is a result of a process. So there are these two aspects of the Dharma Dasa. So that's the footnote first. And then comes the poem.
Yeah.
So the Dharma Dasa, which is the Tathagata Dharma, the Buddha nature, because it is completely pure from beginningless time, and because this whatever stains there are temporary. If one purifies these temporary stains, then the Dharma Dasa in both its aspects will become manifest.
Good.